continuing our tradition of learning for those who do not have someone to learn on their behalf, please learn this week's Mishnah on the Parsha in the merit of Nachum Shmuel ben Yishai Koppel. This year is brought to you by Chevre Lom the Mishnah and the OU. This week's shir on Rosh Hashanah is entitled Fear Itself. In pre-exile times, the Jewish people were governed according to the Torah and its system of justice. One aspect of the system was the administering of capital punishment for certain most grievous transgressions. It is clear that one of the functions of such a severe punishment was to deliver a powerful message to the people. This idea is reflected in the section of the Torah that discusses the Maces, the slick-tongued seducer who cajoles others into idol worship. The Torah is quite explicit in demanding that no mercy be shown to this conniving scoundrel who leads others on the path of sin. He is liable for the death penalty, and his death should serve as an example to the people to desist in the future from such nefarious activities, as the Pasuk states, "Usikaltu v'avon v'meis, and you shall stone him with rocks, and he shall die." Ki bikesh ladichacha me'al Hashem Elokecha, for he has sought to lead you away from Hashem your Lord. V'chol Yisrael yishmu v'yiron, and all Yisrael shall hear and see. V'lo yosifu la'asos kadavar ha'ra hazeh v'kirbecha, and continue no longer to perpetrate such wicked deeds in your midst. Rabbi Aaron Bakst, the Avbezin Alamza, points out that the impact this must have made was most remarkable. The fact of the matter is that capital punishment was only carried out on very rare occasions, as the Mishnah states in Makos. Sanhedrin ha'oregas echad b'shvur. If the high court executes a single individual within a seven-year period, nikres chavlanis, it is considered too violent. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, echad l'shivim shana. This is true even within a 70-year period. We see from the Mishnah that more than 7 years, or according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, more than 70 years, had to pass between administrations of the death penalty. Nevertheless, the Torah testifies that capital punishment can serve as a real deterrent for would-be perpetrators. Apparently, then, the effect of a single act of execution on the public's consciousness would last for generations. When used constructively, fear of this sort can be a significant motivator, and it is not limited to the aftermath of capital punishment. Shlomo HaMelech states in Kohelis, "V'holukim osa shiru melfanav." Hashem has acted so that people will fear him. Rashi explains this verse as referring to massive appearances in nature. When Hashem brings forth a great flood, for example, his purpose is to capture people's notice and instill them with the fear that had been lacking until then. In fact, thunder serves a similar purpose. Referring to the Pasuk in Kohelis, the Gemara tells us in Brachos, "Lo nivru ra'amim el lifshot akmumus rebeleiv." Thunder was created for the sole purpose of straightening the crookedness of the heart by awakening a sense of fear within a person. This is also a major function of the shofar, to serve as a catalyst for yira, fear. The Navi declares in Amos, "Im yitoka shofar bi'ir v'am lo yachradu." Shall a shofar be sounded in the city and the people will not tremble? In a similar fashion to thunder, the piercing cry of the shofar serves to purify a person's heart and stir within him a measure of awe. As with most mitzvos, a bracha, a blessing, is recited prior to the shofar blowing. One might have thought that the most logical wording to be selected for this bracha would refer to just that, the shofar blowing. However, we actually do not conclude the bracha with the words "litzikoa bar shofar," to blow the shofar, but with a different phrase, "lishmoa kol shofar," to hear the voice of the shofar. The question then is, why the deviation? In his Sefer Malos HaTorah, the brother of the Vilna Gaon explains that the chosen text of the blessing was quite deliberate, as it demonstrates the true essence of this mitzvah. The shofar comes to break through the callousness of our hearts and inject a sense of yira, fear, within us. It is through the medium of hearing that this feat is accomplished, not through the mere blowing of the shofar. the very pasuk quoted at the outset, referring to the warning and example derived from capital punishment, also stresses the notion of hearing as a means for absorbing fear, as it states over there, "And all Yisrael shall hear." This idea is therefore reflected in the bracha. The mitzvah is to hear the sound, which in turn affects the desired result, an internalization of a sense of trepidation. It should be stressed that the dread and fear one experiences on this day have an extremely constructive purpose. It goes without saying that Hashem has no desire to purposefully shake people up for no apparent reason. Rather, as mentioned by the Malos HaTorah, it is fear that removes the usual callousness of our hearts, which prevents us from serving Hashem to the fullest. When this blockade is lifted, a person is able to achieve the loftiest levels. He may come to complete tshuva, repentance, and merit a favorable judgment on this day of war. Furthermore, his heart is open to achieve the level of Ahavas Hashem, love of God, as the pasuk states, "Umol Hashem Elokecha es levavcha, and Hashem your Lord shall circumcise your heart, v'eslevav zarecha, and the heart of your offspring. Lahava es Hashem Elokecha, to love Hashem your Lord, b'chol levavcha v'chol nafshecha, with all of your heart and all of your soul, l'man chayecha, for you to live."